Today on our candid conversation, the one many people have been asking for and waiting on. A lot of people on social media have said if they could sit down with you, they would ask how to make a marriage last 50 years. Yeah. And you and Dave have been married 50, how many now?
54.
54 years. So a lot of questions throughout the process, but is there a key or a few keys that you would throw out as this is really important if you're going to make it for the long run?
Well, first of all, I do think that being believers in Jesus and both of us wanting to please Him and be obedient to Him has made a huge, huge, huge difference. Mm-hmm. And especially in the beginning of our marriage when I had so many personality problems because of being abused in my childhood. And I mean, I honestly really didn't know how many problems I had. I really didn't. I look back now and I think, how in the world did he make it through those first few years? So Dave had definitely been prepared by God spiritually for me. He had had a very strong walk with God. And, you know, I don't want anybody that's listening who says, well, yeah, I don't have, you know, my husband's not like that, so, you know, mine will never work. I mean, God can work in different ways, in different relationships and situations. But in my case, you know, I tell the story that Dave and I had 5 dates and he asked me to marry him. And he had been praying for a wife and he wanted God to give him somebody that needed help. And that, when you think about that, who prays that? So it really had to be a desire that God put in his heart.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody prays, you know, I want to get married, but make it somebody that's got a bunch of problems so I can help.
I mean, not a prayer I pray.
You don't do that. Yeah. So Dave and I both realized that our relationship was supernaturally put together by God for the purpose that we all see. And now that doesn't mean that, you know, we didn't have anything to do with deciding to throw in the towel and quit or to stick it out. But I do think that if people, when they're going through troubled times in their marriage, if they don't have that, I really want to please God mentality, it's too easy to just say, I'm not putting up with this anymore. I'm out of here. You know, there was only one time that Dave ever said to me, he said, if you continue to treat me the way you do, he said, I honestly don't know what I'm going to do in the future.
Yeah.
And Dave was not the type to threaten. And so that kind of put the fear of God in me, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I really needed to get serious about changing.
Yeah.
And I remember after a year of me being what I thought was on really good behavior, I said to him, so how do you feel about me now? And he said, better, but we've still got a long way to go. And I was really disappointed. But I would say the first 3 years were probably the most difficult, but even in the midst of that, we still had fun. You know, everything wasn't bad. You know, we went to church on every Sunday. We did things together. You know, it wasn't that it was all bad, but there were times that were really bad because I had a really bad temper and I would get mad and stay mad at him for days on end, but Dave had a real ability to not let me steal his joy. And so I would say to anybody that's in a, we'll just call it for the sake of anything else, a troubled marriage, I think that you have to be strong enough in God to not let the troubled person steal your joy.
Yeah, because if you flip the tables a little bit, you're looking at it as a person who married a godly man who was well-grounded and ready to do whatever he needed to do. But if you look at it the other way, Dave married a person who had been through a lot of pain in her life, had been abandoned, divorced, and was going to be a challenge.
And very strong personality. And our personality mix was also a godsend because Dave is more easygoing and laid back. And I was just like a spitfire, you know. And actually, God caused him to like some of the things about me that most people just wouldn't have put up with at all. Like, He said, I like your sassy personality, because I've told him, you know, I'll really try to change. He's like, I like you, you know. I mean, now, if I get disrespectful, he doesn't like that, right. And he'll tell me. But we argued a lot in the first few years, or maybe I argued with myself. I don't know. He wasn't much of an arguer. But he's told me, you know, since it happened, that there were times when he would just go out, drive around and just cry because he just didn't, he didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do with me. I remember him saying, you know, I've tried everything to keep you happy and you're just not going to be happy, so I'm just going to quit trying. And so Dave just basically lived his life. But the thing, he really did love me unconditionally. You know, when I would receive love, he never mistreated me or stopped loving me. I didn't know how to receive the love, mm-hmm. because I'd been hurt and wounded. But I just think about how many people that are Christians that are in situations like he and I were. Mm-hmm. And because he stuck it out, look at what's happened. And how many people, if they wouldn't just throw the towel in or say we're incompatible or, you know, I'm not putting up with this anymore, how many Christians could have an opportunity to really dramatically change somebody's life if they could be consistent in front of them but still have that unconditional love? Mm-hmm. See, if he would have gotten mad at me and mistreated me or not talked to me or, you know, been mean to me, I wouldn't have made it through that. But he still was always ready to love me if I was ready to receive it. And like I said, it wasn't like it was all bad and we fought all the time. I mean, right. We had kids, we did things with couples at church. You know, I eventually started playing golf with Dave. And, you know, a lot of times we think, man, I married the wrong person or our personalities just don't match at all. But I think more often than not, God's picked out the right person for you. It's just there's things about them that you don't like.
Right.
And you focus on just that.
Yeah, we've talked before that your personalities being very different is sometimes feels like a bad thing, but right. is often used as a good thing that God does for us.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Dave's personality was absolutely perfect for me. Yeah. If he would have been a type A like me, we would have probably made it about a month, you know?
Yeah.
And I think God, he gives you somebody that's different than you are because you kind of fill up each other's weaknesses.
Yeah.
You know, Dave sometimes needed me to put a little fire under him. He needed to hold me back a little bit.
And let's fast forward past those years where, you know, you went through that really difficult time in the beginning and God began to work on both of you and shape you and pull you together. And I'm sure sometimes pull you apart.
Mm-hmm.
I've always kind of seen marriage like a pyramid, and a lot of people see it this way. You know, as you move closer to God, you move closer to each other.
Right.
So you get to the point then where you've been married many years. You're both walking with the Lord. Was it always perfect rosy after that?
No.
50 years, I'm sure it still had to be rough at different patches along the way.
Matter of fact, I'll tell you something. It's not funny, but it'd be good for people to hear this. Dave and I rarely ever argue now. I mean, we might go a whole year not have an argument. But this year, 2021, we've had 3 arguments and 2 of them have been pretty hefty. Hmm. And I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And I just think that it's time for me to again come up higher in some areas. And there's just been some things that have come up with that normally doesn't bother Dave at all, that he's just been bothered by it.
Sure, yeah.
And but I know that it'll work out good. I know that. It's like I already see good fruit from it. And here again, he never stays mad. I don't stay mad. You know, we're both quick to forgive. But I thought it would be interesting for people to hear that
right.
You know, it's been years since we've had that many arguments that close together. It's just like
And I know you guys. So yeah. For you to call them arguments, yeah. They probably really are.
Yeah, they were.
Because, I mean, you know, there are a lot of little things that we all have together.
Yeah.
But it's encouraging to people, I think, to hear that, okay, it's been over 50 years and you still have things to work through together.
Now, Dave would probably say we didn't have an argument, but we did. Let's put it like this. It was a heated disagreement, if we don't want to call it an argument. It was a heated disagreement where we just felt differently about some things. And, you know, there were some things that he said that I just thought he was totally wrong. And, you know, but you always have to go back to God. Usually, like what I do is I may have my feelings hurt for a couple of days. I don't stay mad. You know, I've got more spiritual wisdom than to stay mad, because I know that opens the door for a devil, and God always gives us both the grace to free. And he said, even the last time this happened, he said, I'm not mad at you. He said, I just feel like this needs to change. And, you know, at first I just didn't get it. I mean, I just didn't see it. And then, but if you ask God, is he right? Hmm. Or is she right? You know, a lot of times he said to me, you need to see this from my vantage point. And that's what we don't do a lot of times. We only see the way we feel about it, and we don't walk around to the other person's side and say, how would I feel if this was me?
Yeah.
And, you know, but like I said, that just rarely ever happens. And I do believe that if we let it, when there is confrontation in a marriage, I do believe that if we let it, it can work out good, and everybody can learn something from it, and we can go on and be happy. You know, I remember reaching a point, and I think everybody has to do this, where, you know, I didn't like this about Dave, and I didn't like that, and I didn't like something else. And you know how we get. And it's like, you know, I want him to do this. And I remember him saying one time, you better be glad I'm the way I am, or you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. I thought, you know, how many men could let their wives do what he's let me do and been right there beside me the whole time? And a lot of people don't realize the key roles that Dave played in the ministry behind the scenes. He worked very hard. And so he's had a big, big role in this. And, you know, I just...
He was very supportive all the way.
But he was very supportive all the way. He always sits and listens to me. He always, you know, laughs at my same stories all the time. And he said, they're funny every time. He said, even though I've heard you, you know, so God has definitely anointed him for his role in the ministry. And, just like he's anointed me. But I was going through this time, I wish Dave would do this. And I think sometimes everybody, if you're going to stay together, you come to what I call, I don't want to call it a crisis point, because we weren't having a crisis, but it's like you have to decide at some point, I'm sticking with this forever.
Right.
No matter what. Or if they keep doing this, I'm out of here. If they keep doing that, I'm out of here. If they keep doing that, I'm out of here. You have to be really fully committed. And if you are, then that makes all the difference in the world. A lot of the things that people marry somebody for are still there, but they just find out other things when they start living together in marriage that... Well, I didn't know you did that. Do you know, I didn't even know Dave played golf when we got married.
That's hard to believe.
I didn't even know he played golf. Well, I mean...
It was a whirlwind romance.
Well, we had 5 dates, and he asked me to marry him. I mean, I met him in October.
You should have said, wait, do you golf?
Yeah. I met him in October, and the next year, by January the 7th, we were married.
Wow.
So it was very, very quick. And I always tease and say he had to marry me fast before he found out what he was really getting. And
but now he's had 54 years of it. So
54 years.
God is doing some great things.
We have a good time. Yesterday we went out together. We both went a couple places together and had a meal. And Dave is normally not what I would call a funny person, but I told him, I think you took a funny pill yesterday. He was just cracking jokes all day long and making me laugh. And I was such a good wife yesterday. I asked him every sports question I could possibly think of.
Nice. Good job.
I was just like... Go, girl. Because you know
it's what it takes.
We are pretty selfish, all of us, sometimes. And to ask other people what they're interested in and give them a chance to talk about that, I think is important. And I probably don't do enough of that. If learn a person's love language, and Dave's love language is quality time. And he does like it if people listen to him when he's talking to them about something.
Yeah.
But because so much of what he likes is sports and I'm not interested in them, a lot of times I don't want to listen. But, you know, love will set aside its preferences and prefer the other person.
Yeah.
You cannot marry anybody that's not going to disappoint you once in a while. That's not, you know, like I didn't feel good the other day. I had a little stomach virus. And, you know, Dave's not, he's just not the kind to say, oh, come here, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I called my daughter and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she just like felt sorry for me. And, you know, that's just not Dave. Well, I used to get mad about that kind of stuff. And you have to learn to accept the things about people. Because honestly, they don't know how to give it to you.
Right.
If it's not in them, they don't even think about it. They don't know how to give it to
you. Right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for the encouragement, for the advice. I know that a lot of it is very applicable for any kind of relationship, and marriages will be better for it. So
amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.